Kashmir. The heaven on earth is the most prominent part of the Jammu and Kashmir of India. Praised equally by the sages, kings, chroniclers, writers and poets, Kashmir has a very rich folk and cultural history. It remained the highest seat of learning for the scholars of India and abroad during the ancient times. The great Indian religious schools like Kashmir Shaivism logic, Buddhism and later Islam acquired the new dimensions in the heavenly environment of the valley. A Persian poet praising the climatic conditions of the valley has gone to the extent of saying that if a roasted chicken was brought to Kashmir, it would certainly grow the feathers afresh. The abode of Sharda, Saraswati, the goddess of wisdom, Kashmir Valley had the pride of originating various schools of thoughts. The people of Kashmir, called
Kashir
locally, and Kashmiris generally, are real, down-to-earth, simple and God-fearing. Warm at heart, emotional and loving, they have been recognized for their intelligence and as the best hosts. The people of Kashmir speak Kashmiri as their mother tongue, a language of the Indo-Aryan substock, locally known as
Kashur.
The language has three regional and some social dialects. The number of Kashmiri speakers is 30,76,398 as per the census figures of 1981. This excludes the number of the speakers in Pakistan-occupied Kashmir across the line of control. Kashmiri language is spoken in the valley of Kashmir, invariably, and in some parts of Jammu and Ladakh regions of the state bordering the valley. The ancient script in use in Kashmiri was Sharda, a development from the Brahmi. But now its use remains restricted to religious scriptures and writing horoscopes. Kashmiri language is written both in Persian-Arabic and Devanagari scripts. However, the Persian-Arabic script is the recognized script even used in for the currency notes. Kashmiri is included in the 8th schedule of the Constitution of India, among other recognized regional languages of India. But unfortunately, it hasn't so far earned the status of the official language or even the second official language in the state. As such, its use is restricted to the literature. Kashmiri has certain linguistic peculiarities. At the phonetic and phonological level, it has certain vowels and consonants hardly found in any other Indian language. At the vowel level, the central vowels
U and A,
with their counterparts long
U and A.
Also the vowel
O
has certain distinctive features which distinguishes it from other similar sounds found in other Indian languages. At the consonant level, the dental fricative
S
and its aspirated form
S
are rarely found in other Indian languages except Marathi. At the structural level, unlike other Indian languages, Kashmiri has a basic subject-verb-object-word order. The pronominalization is yet another specific feature of Kashmiri. In this process, the main verbs get inflected for the pronouns. The learning material for Kashmiri is scarcely available. However, the Central Institute of Indian Languages, CIIL, and its wing, Northern Regional Language Center, Patiala, have been producing the learning and teaching material. But a need was felt to produce the material for self-learning course. The present course is designed to facilitate the learners to learn the language through self-teaching. The course is designed in such a way so that the learner is exposed to the aspect of pronunciation and sentence structure in a systematic way. The meaning gets self-explanatory with the vocabulary items provided with the glosses. All the three levels of the language, sound, structures and meaning, are presented in a simple and a comprehensive manner. The course covers a variety of structures used for the language. The levels are introduced in the simple conversation supplemented with glossary and practice material, followed up with certain pattern drills for the learners to practice upon. The course also includes some excerpts from music, drama pieces and the spoken word material. The course is aimed at giving a basic feel of the language spoken in the natural context and situations. The conversations used here in the course materials are simple, easy to use, comprehensible and natural. This course material is to ensure the faster and easy learning. The learning becomes easy with such technically devised and designed course. The course aims at achieving these objectives. Number 1. The learner picks up the core vocabulary faster. Number 2. The structures of the language are learned without referring to any formal grammar. Number 3. The learner is able to communicate in simple language. Number 4. The listening part is expected to enable the learner to have a grip on the simple structures so as to be in a position to produce simple logical sentences. And number 5. The course is user-friendly. This course comprises of two parts. Number 1. Recorded material or audio. And number 2. Printed material or text. A learner is expected to listen to the audio and read the text simultaneously. The course is primarily focused at people who want to acquire a working knowledge of Kashmiri and the younger generation of Kashmiris living away from the natural language environment and slowly drifting away from their language and culture. The format of this course was conceived and designed by Dr. Roop Krishan Bhatt, Principal, Northern Regional Language Center, Patiala, and is based on his years of experience in the field of applied linguistics, media, and active involvement in teaching of Kashmiri language. The script was prepared in a workshop in Patiala from September 11th to 16th, 2000. We were fortunate to have a team of highly qualified and experienced scholars, all of whom are very famous in the field of Kashmiri linguistics. We owe special gratitude to Dr. M. L. Sar, Dr. Raj N. Bhatt, Dr. Vijay Kaul, Dr. S. N. Raina, and Dr. R. L. Talashi for their contribution. The recording and production of the course was done under the guidance of Sri P. L. Razdan, who has more than 3 decades of experience in broadcasting and is an Akashwani Annual Award winner. Sri Razdan is a renowned drama voice. His hard work is reflected in the quality of the audio, for which we are grateful to him. The artists and other technical staff, including Sri Rajinder Raina of NRLC, also deserve a mention for their contribution to this course. This course is produced by Director, Central Institute of Indian Languages, Mysore, under the Ministry of Human Resource Development, Department of Secondary and Higher Education, Government of India. The recording was done at Shivam Sound Studio, Daryaganj, Delhi. All rights are reserved with the Institute. We are confident that our learners would find this course interesting and beneficial.